This story is crazy. This guy, he pretended to be a doctor. This happened in Miami. And he was interviewing a woman for a nursing job. This is what happened. His name's Antonia Pascal from Miami Beach, Florida. He's 62 years old. And this is what happened. The interview he set up was at his house, not his practice or a hospital. And he told her.
House?
Yeah. He told the
house calls.
The interviewee to bring some cool cigarettes, K-O-O-L, to the interview. These are all the red flags.
Come on. What doctor would tell somebody to bring cigarettes?
I know.
Who would believe that?
Yeah. He asked her if she'd be uncomfortable if a patient grabbed her breast or pleasured themselves in front of her. Then he proceeded to touch her breast.
I don't understand the people that fall for this, though.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
It's got to be something else. Yeah.
I mean, you're so desperate for a job? I don't know.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, if somebody starts playing with themselves
right
in front of you, you're
Well, he asked if she would be uncomfortable if a patient
did that. I would say yes and leave.
And then he grabbed her boobies.
You would not go to somebody's house to get a checkup. Let's just put that out there, number one.
Well, this is an interview.
No, I agree. Well, I mean, we have these stories of people doing plastic surgery and people's and they go
garages.
And have plastic surgery on their bodies in their garages.
Well, that's probably because they think they can't afford the plastic surgery and they really need it. So I can relate to those girls.
Yeah.
But this is just absurd.
This is totally absurd.
You're absurd.
This is the worst part.
Who? Me?
The girls really need it, so they have to go to the garage to get it. I don't think we picked up on that.
Well, unfortunately, Josie, society has put this
spin.
Oh, that was good.
Spin.
That was
I'm part of society.
Yes, a big part of society.
Call that the pivot.
That is the pivot. Nice move.
That was good.
This is the creepiest part. This is entering into intern hugs territory. He also asked her.
Hasn't entered yet. That's the norm.
You should see the way he acts around interns.
That's
don't
true.
Be scared to be an intern. But anyway.
No.
He also asked her if she knew how to take someone's. Remember, he's not a doctor, but he's pretending to be one. If she knew how to take someone's temperature rectally in the old bum.
We know.
Yeah.
We understand.
Some people might not. Mm-hmm. Some people in Asheboro might not know what it is.
I knew you were going to say it.
That's rude.
I love Asheboro. This is a joke. Then he demonstrated how by placing a thermometer between her buttocks over her clothing, which is not even the proper technique.
At what point do you...
That's when she freaked out. She was like, wait a minute. She left and called the cops. He was arrested.
That's when you freaked out?
That's the red flag.
She's like, oh, okay, grabbing my breast and talking about, bringing cigarettes. That's fine. But you try to check my temperature in my butt. Nope, not going to happen.
Wow.
Now, we do have our official attorney on, Lisa Lanier, because I want to know, what can be charged with, how... what other things can you not impersonate? Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. It's a funny situation, and it sounds like on its face, that this lady should have realized if she was going to this guy's house. But I have to tell you that I deal with a lot of medical experts, and it's more common than you would think.
Really?
Even in larger cities, for doctors to have an office in their home, and particularly where they may conduct. I've been into many, many doctors' homes for meetings related to expert depositions, and they've even conducted the depositions in their home offices, and they do some of their administrative work from there.
Hmm. Okay, so it's not totally outrageous.
There's a, I think it is. It's somewhat unusual. It's more of an old-fashioned thing. A lot of times, it's older doctors that still do this. But I've even dealt with a doctor at Harvard who maintained an office in his home in Brookline, and he basically would conduct this kind of administrative stuff, meetings and that sort of thing in his home office. So it's not entirely implausible that this could happen. But what could happen here is, depending on the state, this guy could be charged. Like in this particular situation, he was actually charged with practicing medicine without a license because where this happened in Florida, just impersonating a doctor is enough. In some states, you actually have to provide services. Like in North Carolina, it's more defined in terms of providing services, but it varies from state to state.
Okay, yeah. And then what are some other occupations? I know you can't be a police officer. What are there?
Impersonate
a police officer. Are there any other?
Yeah, you can't. Basically, almost any professional license holding type of position, you cannot perform or pretend to be. Of course, can't practice law without a license. You can't impersonate a police officer, obviously, but other things too, like that you can't be a hairstylist without a proper license.
Right.
I think you can claim to be, you just can't do it, right?
Right. You can't perform those services.
So you can't cut someone's hair?
I couldn't say, yes, I'm a hairstylist and I'm going to use the Flowbee on Jared. And that would be illegal.
The Flowbee. Oh, that's an awesome invention.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but
the big difference with like a hairstylist is if you can go into a bar and try to, you know, impress somebody with your great job and say, I'm this incredible hairstylist. You can do that, but you can't offer hairstyling services. But where there's a distinction is like with a police officer, you can't go into a bar and tell people you're a police officer. Right. That technically,
let
is
me ask you this.
I had a friend that actually did that.
Really?
He wanted this girl bad and he wanted to be a cop someday and he just thought it would impress her. So he says, I'm a Providence police officer. He did.
Oh, man.
He's a good guy, too.
Did he get the girl?
No, he didn't get her anyways. Mm-hmm. But
that's like very short-sighted.
Did he get in trouble? Did anybody report him?
Mm-mm. He just, they were talking like flirting, and he's like, well, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm a police officer. That's all.
Mm. Now, what about this? I have a friend. He's like a bodybuilder, and he wears a shirt, like a police shirt, when we go out. And people all the time. Josie's friends were like, who's... saw us out and said, who's that hot guy with Jared? I mean, yeah. Besides me being hot, they said, who's your hot friend?
You weren't mentioned except for who's Jared's hot friend.
Who's a police officer, but he's not.
I see that a lot. I see people that aren't police officers wearing like NYPD shirt.
Yeah, in that kind of situation where they are simply implying by, you know, a t-shirt or something, I don't think they're not breaking any kind of law.
Okay, yeah, because
even
he never...
says police, a lot of people would think that's a police... I used to think if I saw somebody with a t-shirt that says police on it,
like a black shirt and it says police white in the, you know, it's not the band shirt, it just says police.
A little sting action.
Yeah. But so they can't get in trouble unless they start saying.
Usually people don't get prosecuted unless they actually like try to pull somebody over, like a fake blue light, or where they do like this guy up north that did this a few years ago and he just defrauded a whole bunch of women claiming to be he was, you know, usually unless you do something really egregious, then you're not going to get prosecuted for it.
And then Halloween's kind of thrown out the window, right? Because, I mean, people dress up as long as you're not trying to, you know.
If you've got thigh highs on and a low-cut police officer's uniform, you're not a real police.
I don't think Jared would wear that.
He might. He has great legs.
Girls will wear that, but yeah. I see a lot of guys dressed up like police officers all
the
time.
As long as they don't say you're under arrest and do stuff like that, they can just... As long as they're not trying to pretend, like, do like a police action on somebody, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like we hired a stripper a few years ago for a retirement party.
Oh, Lisa!
Oh, Lisa!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was in a police officer outfit that broke away, you know, with the little snaps, and he really looked like a police officer.
Did he put some people under arrest?
He did. Yeah, most definitely.
That's awesome.